This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest spig of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info-Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hello, my fellow military operatives. Hello. And before I'm taken too seriously, that was sarcasm, jerk-offs. And you know who I'm directing that towards. Anyways, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. If you are angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt and full of shit, no matter what side you are on. And before I introduce the topic, we ask the Honorable Reverend X for the prayer for good radio.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Exactly. Shut your goddamn ass up. If you don't agree with us, look, yeah, we'll fight you. We'll fight you, because this is the show to do it. But don't start crying if I say something bad about your mama. Anyways, today's topic, we have American Freedom Radio's Chrissy Krakowski.
Tchaikowski.
What she said. Of Truth Brigade Radio to discuss how there are certain people who make a living on slandering. We'll help you recognize stalking and also clear up some rumors about her. Also, we got some, we'll discuss some important news and stories on current events, and we'll read in between the lines so you can understand what's really going on. So, yeah. So, some of you might know her, some of you might hate her, some of you might be secretly trying to do her.
Louis, speak for yourself.
Hey, you know what my intentions are.
But what are they?
Nothing. Absolutely okay. Nothing.
All right. Just get me in the hot seat here.
Hey, you got yourself in the hot seat. Don't get mad at me if I have you crying like a little girl.
So. Well, truth be told, and consider this a warning, I love to see grown men cry. So go for it.
All righty. So, three men that we all know, Jeff Schwelk, Jim Stachowiak, and, what's his name, Marcus Allen, who, that's not his real name, all have interesting things to say about you. It seems like you like pissing off the boys. Well, what's up with that? Why are you getting grown men all hot and bothered and all pissed off?
You know, well, first of all, I wouldn't call them grown men, maybe grown, but as far as my contribution in pissing people, or specifically these people off, all it has to do with is me just saying no.
What do you mean, no to what?
Well, no, Jim, I don't want to date you and move in with you. No, I'm not going to go blow something up. No, I'm not going to take part in this drug deal, this murder, or this vandalism. And no, I'm not going to marry you.
Wow. So you basically, you destroy them by saying no. So basically the guys that you have problems with don't know how to take no for an answer.
Well, let's rephrase here. Do I really have a problem with these people, or have they made it their life to become obsessed and stalk me? All I did was say no and want to run away and live happily ever after. You'd be left in peace. I had no idea that I was opening up, basically my life to years of torture day in and day out, of stalking, I had no idea the rabbit hole I was jumping in initially upon meeting these guys.
All right. Well, then let's jump into this. Actually, when I first started talking to you, when I first met you, it was due to one of the guys slandering you, and I needed to find out, and if what he was saying was true, I was going to attack you. But it turned out...
You did attack me. You called in my show.
Trust me, sister. You see me on attacks. That was not an attack.
Okay, well, I have to thank them for putting all that scary information about me. Kind of works in my favor, right? I bet you were afraid to attack me.
Yeah, whatever helps you sleep at night. whatever. And then I was like, oh, so she thinks this way. Okay, must destroy. Then I found out, oh crap, she's right about almost every damn thing she said. about 100% about Jim, but that's something else. Anyway, some of the rumors I heard are, can you disarm bombs with your mind?
Absolutely, everyone has that capability.
Have you done it?
I have, yes. I have interfered with electronics, including bombs. Yes.
How?
You know, I haven't seen the movie Men Who Stare at Goats yet, but I hear that kind of goes over. I mean, we do shows about this type of mind power, but I'd go a step further and call it heart power, because the mind can be deceived. But yes, absolutely. I mean, we're all energy, electromagnetic frequency, and when you move beyond your five senses, you enter a whole new world.
Right. So you're saying everyone has the ability. This is not a product of psychosis.
I don't have any ability that every other person on the planet was born with.
Okay, have you ever done an unassisted flight?
Do you mean like astral travel, remote viewing?
No, I mean...
Or have I flapped my wings and
no, I'm talking about
accelerate into the air?
I'm talking about flying like Superman, like, you know, you throw your fist up and it's like up, up and away.
No, unassisted, not yet.
Okay, not yet. Okay, here's some other allegations. I'm going to get into this. What was your capacity with the San Diego Minutemen?
Oh, that was a fun one. 2005, the president pissed me off. And this all happened because I moved back to my hometown in San Diego. And maybe it was 2003, I'm guessing. Yeah, it was 2003. I was there 5 years. So anyways, 2005, I'm a single mother, and I was when I moved there, and trying to pay our $2,000 a month rent. I had a baking business and distribution. I was also going to school. and, you know, coaching my kids' softball team and going to, I used to volunteer in the children's schools, and then I wasn't allowed anymore because of the vaccine situation. They said that anybody who volunteered had to be vaccinated. I said no, and they said, okay, you can't volunteer. I was allowed, however, to go and read. I was allowed to go to their assemblies, which I found that they weren't speaking any English. In fact, I've posted videos about that. They're called No Child Left Behind. You can just Google that, and then Truth Brigade or my name. And I'm like, wow, okay, so No Child Left Behind, oh, except for the two English speakers. And so basically the fight came to me. Then I heard anyone who wanted people to be here lawfully were racist and murderers and, you know, extremists. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I can see the border from my front door. I'm friends with these people. I grew up here. It had nothing to do with race. And in fact, when I got involved with the Minutemen, when I got a camera, my whole thing about it was to prove that what La Raza, the Brown Berets, the politicians, I was there to prove them wrong. My first instance with the Minutemen was when I was going to go build a fence and watch in Arizona. And it was about 2 months after that where I got hooked up with the San Diego Minutemen. It was actually July. I had done, you know, protested like some day labor sites between May and July. And then I met Jeff Schwilk July 4th at the Border Patrol grounds where they were having a congressional hearing. I can't remember. That awesome guy from Texas was there. But anyways, so that's where I met. It was July.
Oh, okay. Here's a follow-up question from the chat room from We Take Fags. Under what circumstances have you unarmed a bomb with your heart or mind?
Okay, well, I was born into, I mean, do you want to start from the very beginning, Louis? I mean, I know you're interviewing me, and I don't want to, you know, but there's kind of a lot here that people would probably have to understand the platform.
Well, okay, well then, let's start from the, okay, fine, let's start from the beginning. Just, you know, be sure to answer, We Take Fags, I'm just kidding, WTF's, question.
Okay, the circumstances, the first one that I know of was I was about 12 years old. And this was, I was part of Operation Stargate or Project Stargate or whatever, you know, that's how it's known on the internet. I was a part of that because I was born into it. My grandpa was part of Operation Paperclip, but I didn't know that. He was a general in our army. And I just thought, I mean, as a kid, I grew up just, oh, he's an army hero, cool, whatever. I didn't actually find out that he was part of Operation Paperclip until, 10 or more years after he died. Okay, so anyways, so I was in the project for 7 years.
Let me get this straight. You were a military asset, and your grandfather was a general.
Well, I don't know if you would call me a military asset. I would say that I was born their property, and that they manipulate and use children against their knowledge and consent all the time. I just happen to be, you know, one of the products of that. So yeah, as a child, I didn't have a choice. The people that we hung out with or the things we did would be just like you going to your Uncle John's house. But my uncles and stuff were just bigger people, but I didn't know that they were big people because I was a little kid and it was all I knew.
Okay. All right. Well, while we're on that subject, then we'll get back to WTF's question. What other military connections do you have?
Define connection. I was born into a military family, but see, I think people don't understand. My dad sold me. He left when I was 3, sold me for a promotion between the ages of 5 and 7, and I've probably talked to him 3 times since. I don't have a family. So define connection.
Okay, well, like family, like military family that might have a connection to certain.
No, I have none. No connections with anybody that. No, in fact, they're not even allowed to talk to me. I mean, just in the, year and a half you've known me, Louis, how many people have you seen that aren't allowed to talk to me, and it's because of their military situations?
Right. I mean, but you just said something about your grandfather and your father, I mean, and they were hooked.
What does that mean? Let me ask you this. How much of a role do you have in what your grandpa did 40 years ago?
Jack Crap.
Oh, okay. So why would one think that I have something to do with what my grandpa did 30 or 40 years ago?
But he's part of the reason why at one point I wanted to become a welder.
You know, I just have to say this. The shock Grandpa's and disappointment awesome. That I felt in finding out who my family really is and shattering that illusion from being respectable heroes to demonic monsters that I'm fighting against, it was shocking, and it was not easy.
Right. Okay, so you were Operation Paperclip, Monarch. What were these?
Stargate.
My favorite show. One of my favorite shows, Stargate.
Okay, I've never seen it yet. I'll check it out. But it's a remote viewing psychic spy program. There were many different programs, though. The thing is, we don't hear about them. Some of them people actually volunteered into. Some of them say your dad is a cook or a dentist in the Army. And they'll have a sign on the wall, you know, in their break room saying, hey, would you like your child to be tested for this and that? And they just willingly bring their kids in. Where it differs in my case is I was born into these people for a specific reason. It was let's call it a genetic, I don't want to use the word manipulation, I'll say preservation.
Okay, let's get back to WTF's question. Under what circumstances did you disarm the bomb?
The first time was actually Naval Amphib Base in Coronado in San Diego, and I'm guessing I was about 12. It was in 1984, according to my diary and other sources. And that had to do with – it was actually – you know, I wish I knew all the details. And the problem is I have basically 7 years of my life that are a complete blank. And so I can only tell you what I do know. I can't tell you what I don't know because the rest would be speculation. However, I did used to go to the NAB several days a week.
What's the NAB?
The Naval Amphib Base in Coronado Island in San Diego.
Okay, wait, were you a cook? Were you, did you used to dance?
I was being trained as a psychic spy. I was, in fact, a psychic spy. My role or job or whatever, what have you, was usually to find people, to find, higher ups that had been kidnapped, to go spy on other people's bases and find planes that had crashed or, you know, and so the one situation regarding the bomb had something to do with the East, and it involved a cruise line. It was actually the Princess Cruise Line with over 800 passengers that, they were in threat of being bombed. And then the most recent situation, it was not a bomb. It was a directed energy weapon. And that was just last month.
Okay. Wow. Alrighty.
Okay.
So how did you escape, though?
Escape what and when?
The military.
Okay, the first instance was when I was 14, and they lied to me. They asked me to go find a guy. And basically the story was, this guy's really dangerous. National security, you got to find him so we can take him out. I found him. I found that he was not a bad guy, that they, in fact, were the bad guys trying to hurt him. So I lied to them and said I couldn't find him. They said, aha, bullshit, you're going back. And the second time, I decided to come back and lie to them and give them an address, 2,000 miles away from where he actually was, which in effect ended up saving his life. His name, by the way, is Ben Arbogast. And feel free to call him at any time, because he's about 80 something right now, and he's well aware of the situation, and of course thanked me for saving his life. Anyways, the third time I went back just to check on him, and then I actually got to meet him in person about 22 years later.
Okay. So okay, this is gonna be the one of the, there's gonna be a hard question. When it comes to Jeff Schwoke, what was your relationship with him?
Oh, gosh. Well, he invited himself over for Thanksgiving, which was the end of November. Mm-hmm. In December, well, had a little too much to drink, and we went out. And the end of December, I found out that he was married, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm out of here. I got to go. I'm sorry. That was January. Total lie. That was January. And then it was the end of January where he didn't accept me not wanting to be his property. It was January 27th where they actually went and vandalized the canyon, the same canyon that I had actually ran out on them while they were vandalizing before. And all those videos are posted, by the way. And also the same day where I'm on the front page of the Orange County Register with the sheriff in Orange County, clearly not at the scene. February 4th was his birthday. So a week after this incident, and he basically demanded that all of my videos were his property, and, you know, basically screw you, nothing you can do. He proceeded to physically attack me. And then turned it around and said, I attacked him, even though the whole thing's on video. It was the very next day was when he started sending out all the slander, even though he had already apologized to me in audios.
We got a call. If you want to take some calls.
Yay.
We got HLDR. I don't know what that is. Hey, you're muted. HL Dro.
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hi, I just got in the call. I'm sorry, I know I'm late. I just started hearing Christy talking. I'm not sure exactly how much the show lasts.
Okay.
But Christy, I just wanted to let you know that I always hear your shows, and they are amazing. I download a lot on your website.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration for a lot of TIs and a lot of people that, you know, we've been dealing with these atrocities that the government, abuse that the government is doing to its own citizens. And I'm right now at work, and I just couldn't get online. So I just called in from my cell phone just to hear for a few minutes because I have to get back to work. I just wanted to say that you are an inspiration for me. And I always listen to you.
That's wow. Thank you so very much. That really makes me feel good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did I get disconnected? Hello, hello? Hello, hello?
Hey, I hear you typing.
Oh, I hear you now. That was weird.
Yes.
Anyway, I didn't hear anything since the woman.
Yeah, I accidentally shut off my mic like an idiot.
Okay. I thought it was my Skype gremlins.
Nah, it's my own mental retardation. Anyways, we got a question in the chat room. How do you vandalize a canyon?
Well, this is very interesting. In McConaughey Canyon, which is Rancho Penasquitos area of northern San Diego, there was, well, at any given time, between 200 or 2,000 migrants living in the canyon that were brought in by the corporations, of course, to pick their tomatoes. All the human rights groups were, of course, supporting that. No running water, no bathrooms. It was actually, I would liken it to torture. And definitely slavery. But what really caught my attention was the girls that were being trafficked across the border to service the migrants. And I'm sure you've seen my videos and pictures. It was $30 without a condom, $15 with. They would bring them in every single Wednesday and Saturday at 4 p.m. in the exact same location. So the vandalism of the canyon would have to do, it was obviously, well, they had little shanty towns and stuff in the canyon. So what they tried to charge me with, the big felony hate crime that necessitated the raid on my house to steal all my computers and videos and cameras and tapes, was because some of the property in the shanty town ended up being destroyed. So how do you vandalize a canyon? That was the premise. But then the other side, it's like, well, wait a minute. They were living there illegally to begin with. So is it really their property? Blah, blah, blah. But that was what the so-called case was about, that I supposedly vandalized a canyon. It was a felony hate crime, which resulted in supposedly $600 in damage. On the search warrant, this is great. Thanks for bringing this up, because I haven't thought about this for a while. But not only was I in two places at once, while I was in the canyon the day that I wasn't there, I was chasing people with knives. I was saying F you racist stuff. I stole their computers and jewelry and electronics from the canyon, and I guess carried it all out while I was chasing him with knives and videotaping.
Actually, I got a confession to make. That was me in a blonde wig.
Okay. Well, yeah, so that's the thing. And all these articles are posted. Just Google my name and click on news and find out what a horrible, racist, violent, vandalizing, murderer, prostitute, building bomber I am.
By any chance, do you hate Mexicans?
Louie, I don't hate anyone. That's so silly.
Don't Louie me. I'm trying to put this on record. Don't Louie.
See, this is what's so funny about it, though. Let me tell you this. Okay. I grew up on the border. From the time I was a child, all the money I would get for Christmas or for my birthday, I would save it. I'd go to Toys R Us, buy toys, bake cookies, gather, you know, leftover clothes, books, whatever, drive to Mexico where they lived in cardboard boxes. Okay. When I moved back there as an adult, started doing the same thing, organizing that with my church while I was in Salt Lake City. I was a volunteer for Head Start and the Brigham Young, what was it called? The Sorensen Multicultural Center, that was, you know, a division of BYU. And by the way, all of those people were, they didn't speak English, and most of them were from Mexico. So I think it's really funny that all of a sudden I show back up in my hometown, which, by the way, I went to Chula Vista High School. I was always a minority. There was no racism. There was no, oh, I hate you because you're blonde, or I hate you because you're brown, or you're black, or you're purple, or you're red, or you're green. None of that happened. And I mean, that was all in the last 10 years, some of the years that I was gone, and then when I showed back up. So basically I went to my hometown to find out that no longer were people like me welcome. And so this whole racism accusation, it's anyone who knew me or what I've, it's just silly. It's ridiculous. And so I ask them, well, why wasn't I racist when I was feeding them?
Yes. So Christy, do you speak Spanish?
I did minor in Spanish, but then I kind of went on strike because I was mad that I couldn't get jobs anymore for, you know, or when I would go places and they didn't speak English. I'm like, screw it. So I went on Skype, on strike. However, my last restaurant I managed was in 2005 and 2006. And it was the same situation, but I'm sure you would find it hard to believe that they were Mexican. And guess what? They stuck up for me. And you know what I did for them? I spoke in Spanish. I wrote, they would get beat up by the boss all the time. Oh my gosh, they didn't read the side work list. And it's like, well, duh, it's in English. They don't understand it, retard. Let me rewrite it for you. So I'm not fluent by any means, and I probably can't hold a coherent conversation, but I can read it and I can get by.
Ah, okay. So, alrighty then. Let's talk about the Minutemen some more, about some of the allegations, especially that's on their website. So, let's just
go for it. Which one?
Let's go line by line. Christy Kakowski?
Tchaikovsky, like the composer, but he spells it wrong.
I don't even know who he is.
Yes, that would necessitate Louis being involved in culture.
I am culture. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican. I got enough culture. Boom.
Okay.
There you go. So, you, it seems like they exposed you as a radical activist and a chronic liar. What's a chronic liar?
Well, Louis, let me, I'll put it to you this way. Have you seen the videos of these people shooting people?
Not yet.
Okay. Have you seen the videos, any of the videos that I've talked about in the situations that I've described?
Yeah.
The canyon, the guns in Mexico chasing people. Have you seen any of those?
Maybe. I don't remember. I just remember. Okay. The one video I saw that you remember was, I don't want no lip dick, man. Like,
okay.
Wow.
Well, let me, I'll just ask you if you've noticed this. And I know that you have been also victim to certain types of slander and stuff. What I find particularly interesting is that the people pointing the fingers and they're accusing other peoples of that which they're doing themselves. So, for instance, people stalking me saying I'm stalking them. But see, it goes a little bit further because when you have shootings on video and evidence for other crimes like that, they're not going to go and say, hi, I did it. So they want to discredit the person with the information. And so that's where all that came about.
Okay, so again, let's go line by line. You have been fired and banned from the San Diego Minutemen for the following reasons. You have a
First of all, let me ask you this. How do you get fired from a volunteer organization?
I have.
It's a little dramatic and extreme, but if you're an activist and you want to go on the street or videotape events or this and that, there's nobody calling the shots in a free country.
No.
I don't feel that I have to belong to any of these groups to go do what I feel is right. And in fact, most of these groups, in fact, I'd love to pull that up right now. I believe it's on truthbrigade.net. Anyone type in truthbrigade.net. Which is my name, by the way, but one of the obviously sites that were hijacked and stolen specifically to slander me, of these groups, I never really belonged to any of them. The only one that I actually, you know, filled out an application and said I want to belong to you or whatever when I first found out about it was in Arizona, and that was MCDC with Chris Simcox. Which, incidentally, I don't see his name on here. And I don't support him, I just to make that clear. But my first introduction to the Minutemen, where I actually wanted to fill out an application and be part of a club, was MCDC in Arizona.
All right. Well, according to what San Diego Minutemen is saying, is that you have a criminal history, including 3 misdemeanor convictions in Utah, 2 for disturbing the peace.
And what's the question? Have I ever been arrested before?
Yeah, I mean, what's up with that, with the three misdemeanors and convictions and stuff?
Well, I'm honestly not sure what they're referring to, but if you must know my arrest history, well, one of them obviously led me to quit drinking, was for a DUI. All of my, what do you call them, confrontations and stuff with cops, I was threatened with arrest, shut up or, you know, do this or I'll arrest you. But as far as actually being arrested, no.
Okay. Well, okay, next one, chronic drug use.
And what's the question?
Are you a druggie?
No, I don't do drugs, or alcohol or sugar. And in fact, but I am an herbalist, and I find this interesting about how the word drug is thrown around. The word drug actually was a derivative from the word dry, druga, dry, from many hundreds of years ago, which meant drying the herb. I don't take prescription pills. I don't do doctors. So no, there's no drugs in my system.
Alrighty. Not even marijuana?
Well, I don't believe herbs of the earth are drugs, number one. And yes, there was a time where, in fact, I advocate it. I'm totally for it. In fact, I'm for anyone who wants to put anything in their body. It doesn't mean I do it. But I believe in free will choice. So, you know, what's it? Coffee is a drug. Sugar is a drug. you know, for some, gambling is a drug. Food is a drug. So, you know.
Alrighty.
What is a drug really is I guess what I'm asking.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back, you know, asking the hard questions and getting some answers, getting them on record. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues. Right, screaming nuts. Right. This segment of the Crowd Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowd Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
'Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama. He's out to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Job Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We got the lovely Christy Kowski, Chunky.
Just Christy, please.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Her, what she said. She said, the third one. So what's up with these drugs that you like to take?
Yeah, you know, what I think is really interesting, it's kind of what we talked about in the last segment, the story is I had people on video doing things that they then, of course, accused me of, and they wanted to discredit me first before the information got out there. Now, what I find particularly interesting about this is, see, Jeff Schwilk's best friend or lackey or whatever you want to call him is named Daniel Duffield. And first of all, I want to say Jeff Schwilk and I smoked pot together, and on New Year's, we took some ecstasy.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Yes, absolutely, that was
smoke
the point.
Smoke weed every day.
Sorry, let me continue. We inhaled, we smoked, we even did, you know, ecstasy once. Okay. So that's why I find that funny. But anyways, his buddy, his 19-year-old buddy, Daniel Duffield, actually grew marijuana, who brought in his home, by the way, with his parents. And they had, the reason I found out was because he brought it over to his house in this incident on February 4th. And by the way, they didn't give me any, and I was kind of bummed because I wanted some. So I just think that's really funny that once again, I'm being accused of something that somebody else is also doing. And, you know, it begs the question, why isn't the ATF there? Or why isn't the FBI there? Or why are these people allowed to do these things and you know, get away with their crimes?
Doe says, was that herbal ecstasy?
You know, I'll tell you what it was. We were in San Francisco, and it was, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So honestly, I don't know what it was. What it was we met a guy in a skirt and boots on the street at this little like rave party. It was the string cheese incident. And we weren't actually prepared for it. It's just, I hooked up with some other friends and they're like, hey, we're going to go over to this. And I'm like, okay. Well, hey, I'll check it out. And I wanted to have fun and be like everyone else. So we met this guy in a skirt and boots and said, hey, do you have anything? You know, I want to be like these other 5,000 people. And so he gave us a pill. So what it was, I can't tell you that. I just know that he handed, Jeff gave him $40 and we had two pills. So there you go.
Hey, long story short, the moral of the story is don't buy your drugs from a dude in a dress and boots.
He was cool. It was fun.
Okay.
So I don't know what it was, though. Was it really? I mean, I know that that's what he intended to buy, but is that what we got? I don't know. I know there was no sex or any of this stuff that you would expect under influence of that drug, but anyways. There you go.
Actually, we have audio of that night after you guys took that ecstasy.
Sure you do.
I'm having fun.
Okay. All right, Larry.
According to Jeff, this is what happened. But what really happened was this. Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, you know, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. You think we're going to be serious all the time? Come on.
Of course.
But definitely, if you want some interesting pics of Mr. Jeff Schwilk, Or should I say Mrs.
And some videos about him beating me up and attacking, every other woman he comes across on the street. Just Google his name. It's really that simple. Or agentjeffschwilk.blogspot.com or just Google Jeff Schwilk. And I think the first 50 things that come up are him harassing women.
Right.
Mostly.
So anyways, let's keep going. Insubordination and disobedience to group leaders at the border and public rallies. Who the fuck do they think? Okay, well, go ahead. Answer that. Why ain't listening to nobody? Why you being all? Who you think you are, John McClane from Die Hard? We got to do this my way. Come on.
Well, that's what I. You know, it's like when I asked you, how do you get fired from a volunteer organization? Now, insubordination and disobedience to who? First of all, I didn't belong to a group. I didn't sign up to take orders from anyone. I was there for the truth. And like I said, there was a process of change because I honestly believed that they were not violent, that they were not racist, that they really did want what's best for the country and they wanted to expose it and that they really did not hate people. This, I didn't find that out until the time where I'm like, Jeff, dude, bye. See, you gotta go. So when insubordination or disobedience means no, I'm not going to take part in this hate or this crime, then so be it. All right, I'm insubordinate. I do not take orders from anyone, especially if they have negative intent. So whatever, cool, I'm insubordinate.
All right, very good.
You're not the boss of me. I mean, cool. So I didn't listen to these liars and thieves and vandalizers and racists and murderers. Sorry.
Okay, so you don't listen to nobody.
I'm guilty as charged.
You're guilty of just being a difficult person to work with. So,
yeah.
Basically, she's difficult. She don't. we ordered her to blow us, and she said no. Who the hell does she think she is? That's pretty much what you're telling me, right?
I'm guilty as charged.
Alrighty, and this is something I had a question with, and I kind of questioned. You have a history of mental illness from Sharp Mesa Vista Mental Hospital. So, what's your mental damage?
Well, first of all, I would love to see this history from Sharp Mesa Vista Mental Hospital. I mean, please send it to me. I really want to see it. I'll even post it on my website. Because number one, that doesn't exist. Now, mental illness, as we talk about on our show, first of all, it's another thing that doesn't exist. There is not one shred of scientific evidence that prove any of these chemical imbalances they claim exist actually do. What does happen, and, you know, we talked about this on the show last night, is people have emotions, like they get depressed when their dog dies or something, which is, by the way, totally normal. It's a normal human emotion.
Speaking about dogs, did you shoot yours?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Snick. Poor little Snick. She's got about 15 bullet holes in her, and she's going strong.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this... You know,
I almost forgot about that rumor. Yes, I supposedly choked my children and shot my dog. No, everybody. I've been on the road around the country, several times.
Can I talk to your daughters to see if they've been choked out?
Absolutely. Hang on. Hey, baby girls.
And don't ask the question.
They can hear me. I'm not asking them anything.
Yeah,
hey, babies. Sweeties. I bet you they fell asleep. You want me, hold on. I'll go downstairs, okay?
Wake them up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of this crap. Yeah, I bet Chrissy does choke her kids. I bet she does. No, I'm just kidding. But she's getting the children's. We're gonna question the kids and. Yeah, it's going to be fun. No easy on the kids. I will not be easy on the kids. And that's L-O-U-I-E. You forget the O all the freaking time, I love. No, I will not watch my own language on my own fucking show. I will curse. And I will say the C word. So, yeah. No, watch it on purpose. Have you checked the children? Well, I don't know. I'm not in front of them. You know, I I'm not going to ask her to turn on a camera. You know, I'm not a doctor.
Okay. Yes. You're not going to believe this, but they're not in my house. So they probably snuck out, but you know them. They'll be back. But actually, I do want to say, since you are asking about the children, when all of this slander and stuff started coming out, my children were really hurt. And they actually recorded videos, which I'll be happy to send to you if you didn't see them already, and even posted them on YouTube. You know, basically, why are you saying this? This isn't true, blah, blah, blah. And in fact, one of the people saying these things, my kids was on his show as he was talking about what a good mom I am. And, oh, hey, where were you?
There they are.
Oh,
they're alive.
Okay. Hey, you want to talk on the show? Louie has some questions for you. No. Okay, Sam says no, Amberly says K.
Sam's a hater.
Hello?
Hey, Biscuit Head, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. So, how many times has your mom choked you?
Probably negative 100.
Negative 100. All right. Have you, are you happy?
Yeah.
What's today's date?
The 24th.
Oh, crap, they're abused. Who's the president?
Obama.
Okay. Do you like Obama?
No.
Oh, crap, they're abused. do you behave yourself? Are you afraid of your mom in any way?
No.
Okay, if you misbehave, what would your mom do to you?
Ground us for another week.
By grounding, do you mean punch you in the face?
No, put us on restriction that we can't go outside or go on the computer. Unless we take Snicker out or go somewhere.
Oh, okay. So your punishment is not to walk the dog. Okay. So what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth?
Seventh.
Okay. So, do you have friends?
Does our mom's friend, count? Friends count?
No, mom's friends don't count.
Okay, oh. Then no.
Wow, okay. So how many times has your mom choked you?
None.
All right. Has your mom ever whooped you with a belt?
No.
Wow.
She doesn't really have any belts.
She is a very slender woman. Okay. How many times have you been choked out?
What?
How many times have you been choked out?
What do you mean?
How many times has your mom put her hands around your throat?
None.
No?
And now she's hugging us?
Okay, when she hugs you, does it cut off air?
No.
Okay.
When Sam does, because she's like She-Ra.
She-Ra? Who's She-Ra?
A really
it's the Lion Queen.
Strong person.
Let me, hey Louie, why don't you ask them what they think of all of this? Because they got to live it. They got to deal with police pulling them out of school, showing up at our door with guns. They got to deal with the calls all day, all night. So why don't you ask them how that made them feel to find out that people that they thought were good people or they trusted were then trying to hurt them and burn them with weapons and disable their mom?
Well, I got UTF. How often does mommy, how often do you sneak out of the house?
We don't.
We were just helping the next door neighbor.
Okay. How often?
She has a cold.
Okay. How often does mommy lose you?
What?
Exactly.
Never.
Never. Okay. Has she ever put her hand around your throat?
No. You asked us that question 3 times.
I gotta make sure that the answer's the same, you know? I have to be a good interviewer. All right, so, why don't you girls tell me about Jeff Schwoek?
Hate him.
Why, he made us late for school one time.
And he just started yelling at her mom. I was like, just
because
probably...
he wanted to be back at his house at 11. Like,
and,
exactly.
And he was like, I'm like all yelling and all, and he was like, our mom was like saying we can't be there like exactly 11, and he was all yelling and all.
And like, it's almost impossible.
That was the day we got late for school, and I was like.
Has Joshua ever put his hand on you?
Yeah, kinda.
What'd he do?
Well, whenever, well, not really on us, but on our mom, and he would like, the one night he was attacking her. And then he lied, and it was on video. I think he hit her.
I think when you girls tried to...
Don't coach them! Don't coach them!
And he pushed me back.
And so I was like all screaming, and I was like really scared. I didn't know what to do.
Okay, so has your mom ever say the S word to Spanish people?
What's that?
Don't worry about it. Okay, good.
That's the word.
Don't worry about it. All right. So you're sure your mom hasn't choked you?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You sure?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be lying because you're afraid your mom's going to choke you again, are you?
No.
Okay. How long has she been choking you?
Never.
Never?
Ever.
Never ever?
Ever ever.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay, so when did she start choking you?
Never. Never.
When did she quit?
Okay.
Before she started.
All
right. Before she started.
So why don't you tell me what was like, what has your mom been going through? What have you seen your mom go through? What lies have people been saying about your mom? Sam first, and then Amberly.
She bombed buildings, shoot helicopters down, choke us, hit her dog.
Have you been choked?
No.
No.
Okay. Amberly?
Same question. Pretty much the same, like, they would just lie and say, mean things about her and say that She, like, shot her dog even though she's fine and all and everything.
Mm. And then called her mom a prostitute and harassed her mom.
Is your mom a prostitute?
No.
Okay. How long has she been a prostitute?
Never.
When she quit?
Before she started.
Oh, before she started. Okay, she quit. All right. that makes no sense, but it does. Okay. All right. Okay, what else was I going to ask you? Has she bombed places?
No.
No? Okay. So you haven't seen her, you know, shoot anybody?
No.
Alrighty.
On TV, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, alright. Go eat some peanut butter, okay? I'm going to talk to your mom some more.
Okay, bye.
You do that.
Alright, you do that.
Okay. Alright, I got the headset back. That's funny. Sorry, we have no experience in bombs or explosives or any of that cool stuff.
Oh, damn. Wait, can you get the girls back real quick?
Oh, hey, babies. Come here. He has another question. Hold on. Here, I'm going to give him the headset.
Hello?
Have you seen your mom disarm bombs with her mind?
No.
No? You don't know? Have you ever seen your mom do anything cool with her head?
Yeah.
Like what?
We would, like, stop the rain and stuff. Like, if it would be raining, we have to do groceries. Like, stop the rain, and as soon as we get in the car, it starts raining.
2 days ago, I made it rain.
And also, before we left California, when we were packing up, there was some gangsters, about probably 10 of them or something. And the lead one, he was like, there was other people there. And he was, like, threatening to kill our mom. But he couldn't get within, like, 15 feet away. He, like, couldn't. And he's like, do you know who I am? And my mom's like, do you know who I am? And that went on, like, 3 times. And he couldn't get anywhere near us. And then one of the other ones, he came up to us and started apologizing. And he, like, ran off.
Okay. Anyways, all right. So thank you, girls.
Wait, also, like, he tried to hurt us, but he couldn't, because, like, he just couldn't. And people that were there were, like, scared, like, what's going on? And they, like, tripped out, like, wanting to call the cops.
Okay. Amberly, how long have you been a Fed?
What? What?
How long have you been working with the CIA?
Never.
When did you quit?
Never.
You never quit? Wow, okay. Thank you, Amberly.
Okay, all right.
All righty. We got Kathy. Miss Kathy Meadows has a question. She's like, where did Freedom Fighter Radio get the audio of Chrissy saying she bombed buildings? And what was the context?
Okay, that was on our show at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The archives are there. We had Granny on the show, and we were actually reading and repeating the accusations they had made about us in a joking context. Hey, Granny, have you bombed any buildings lately?
Oh, you're being sarcastic then.
Well, yeah, you were there. I thought, I don't know, the show's there for anyone to hear.
All right.
But yeah.
Yeah, and yeah.
I simply repeated what he said, and then I guess he cut and pasted and did whatever to, you know, just like the stories he says about you, that you're attacking him and threatening him, when in fact we all know that that never happened. He did that to you, so. And I find it really ironic that they're accusing me of these things, that which they advocate on their show. Hey, everybody, stockpile these weapons and grenade launchers and all of this stuff that their buddy just got popped for, stealing these types of weapons from a military base. So once again, when you point a finger, there's three pointing back at you, and I just, it's amazing how how I'm accused of everything that they are actually doing themselves. And getting back to the vandalism thing, me being accused of that by the people who did it, another one that's interesting is, you know, they bragged about vandalizing the Georgia Guidestones, told everybody, and still, what happens? Nothing. Why? Because it's their job to go around doing things like that and setting up innocent people who won't go along with their program.
Yeah. We got two questions, one from Kat Meadows. She brings up an interesting point. You could sue these people for taking stuff out of context and slandering you. Have you seen a lawyer?
Well, you know, when this first started happening, I did. I called many lawyers. I met with a couple. And, you know, unfortunately what happened in San Diego was that anyone I talked to was told to back off. And in fact, what I find is really interesting, one of the lawyers that was supposedly working for the so-called other side, who is suing him now, would not use real criminal evidence of stuff that he did to sue him for me. And that's okay, because after I got away, I just decided, first of all, I'm the justice system. There really is no justice. You're paying the bar. You're paying the courts. And the victim never gets back what was taken from them. But fortunately, the people who did decide to sue him have taken every penny he has and then some. They just filed another one for $1.3 million after the $135 he just lost. So they're playing that court game. I just don't like to feed my energy to negativity. And unless I actually have to deal with these people hurting me at my door or roadblock on the street or whatever, then I will as it comes. But I didn't see resolution besides the difficulty and lack of money, but I just didn't want to keep feeding the problem. The truth speaks for itself.
All right. We got a non-0729 in the chat room. He asked, who are the they that you are referring to?
Well, I think you made that clear when you brought me on the show in the beginning of the intro. You are specifically talking about Jeff Schwilk, Jim Stack, I mean, I don't know specifically which they, but yeah, and my understanding, that's who we're talking about, right?
Right, right. Okay, and, you know, San Diego Minutemen, Jeff Schwilk.
American Resistance Movement, Freedom Fighter Radio, organized stalkers, the ones, you know, infiltrating and pretending to be militias and going around hurting people, getting people to sign up on lists so that they know where you are. So if you do step out of line or become insubordinate, as in one of the accusations against me, then they know where to find you.
Okay. So, all right. So Pat Metal says, why don't you try again with the lawyers?
Because I don't want to give it my negativity. That's what they want. That's the problem with COINTELPRO provocateurs. They want to use up all of your time fighting against each other so that you don't have any energy or time to contribute to your heart or your cause or the real enemies, the real problems, the real solutions. If I spend here my whole day following them around on the internet and, you know, writing court papers and this and that, then obviously I lose my show. And I just want to make this clear. First of all, I'm a single mother. I don't have government assistance. I don't have alimony. I'm not only a single mother, I homeschool my children. Okay, that's two full-time jobs right there. I do a show 6 nights a week, 3 full-time jobs. We grow our own food. We are productive members of society that are responsible and take care. We do things for ourselves. So the time, if I wanted to introduce lawyers and courts and waste 3 years, I mean, for instance, look at the people that are suing Jeff right now. That has been in the courts since 2007. It's 2010 now. There is no end in sight. It'll be another 3 or even more years. Look at Gilchrist and those lawsuits. Those all started in 2006. It's now 2010. That's 4 years. Do I want to dedicate any more of my life to their games? I would prefer to live in peace, erase them from my existence, spend time with my children, people that I love, things that I love to do. I'm working on two PhDs. You know, I actually have a life. So, no, I really, if the right situation presented itself where I could just hand someone a stack and they wanted to go after them and take their homes away for their own enjoyment, I would gladly let them do that. But, you know, the right situation would have to present itself. I refuse to waste one more minute playing their game.
Okay. Talking about your show, you have a lot of guests that come on your show, and some of them have been accused of being COINTELPRO themselves. Do you knowingly get people who are COINTELPRO?
Well, okay, let me explain this about my show. First of all, it's not a show. It's not a script. We're not on stage. We're not reading anything. And what most people might not know is in most cases, the very first time I talk to this person is on the show. I have had people on the show that I don't ask them back. And that's obviously because I might find something out later, or maybe perhaps on the show, and which, you know, I'm usually not shy, and I pointed out, hey, this is a little backwards, dude. Aliens from Mars are not categorizing your every, you know, movement, and no, I'm not going to fear reptilians from Mars. I mean, there's, you know, so, yeah, I think it's highly likely that a lot, I wouldn't even say a lot, because I'm looking in my calendar at my guests right now, and I'm confident that when I bring people on the show that they are there to tell truth. But that doesn't mean that I have to agree with everything that they say. Neither, they don't have to agree with everything I say. It's real life. It's raw. We want to hear a story, and I do my best to get real people with real life experiences. I don't have any big stars or so-called experts on my show. I have, you know, people that have proven themselves to be knowledgeable in the topic that we're discussing that night.
Okay. So what do you do if, let's say, one of the guests you've had turns out to be a fraud or someone who's not what they say they are?
What do I do? I've said it before and I'll say it again. I play dumb. I let them ask for more rope. I give them more rope with a smile, and I keep a file and let them expose themselves.
Why don't you just expose them outright?
Well, first of all, it goes back to that negativity thing. It's not my, well, okay, then you'd have to define expose, because I know what you're getting at here. You're getting at the people that say that all of my guests are military and Masons, and that's the only reason I'm allowed to have a show and stuff, which is entirely untrue. I want to make it very clear. The only person who decides who comes on my show is me. And not only that, nobody has ever tried to interfere and say, Christy, you have to have this person on your show. Or, I mean, it's just silly. American Freedom Radio has a lot of awesome hosts. And it's, you know, nobody has ever interfered with anyone saying you have to do this or have that person or anything. It's just we have different opinions. We have different styles. But we love and accept each other just the same. It's none of my business what any other show or show host is doing, and vice versa. Nobody cares about what I'm doing on my show.
So is it true that the only way to get a show on American Freedom Radio is that you have to be military?
Well, you know, that's funny. Let's go through the show hosts here. Let's pull up American Freedom Radio.
Okay.
And here we go. So why don't you look at the list and you point out all the people in the military? Because, you know, frankly, I don't see one.
Okay.
Karen, Colonel Kwiatkowski, she is ex-military. Jack Blood, no military. Dave Von Kleist, Brent Johnson, no military. Me, no military. Truth Jihad Radio, no military. Time for Hemp, no military. No State Project, no military. Winning the War on Consciousness, no military. Unzipping Reality, no military. Natural Answers, no military. PSYOP Radio, no military. Come and Take It Radio, no military. I think if these people who make these accusations actually looked at the schedule or listened to the shows, they would see how silly those accusations are.
Okay. So, are you sure they're not hiding anything?
Who's they? Who would be hiding something?
Jeff Rice.
I've never even had a conversation with him. Do you think it's just like I said, nobody gets into other people's business. I am honored and thankful and so blessed to have the platform to even have a show and talk about these issues. But no, not once has anybody on the network ever interfered and said, Christy, you should do this or you can't do that.
All right. We got someone saying, well, hold on. Anon, if you're listening, what do you mean that it's on a micro effect network? I'm not. What is that? Anyways, we'll wait for that. So you're not. So you're not military. You were born into military, though. You were a psychic spy. How were you able to get away from that? How you're able to live the way they live?
Okay, well, you asked me that earlier, and I started to answer. I mentioned the first time was when I was 14, and I simply said, fuck you, and I left. That doesn't mean that I succeeded, okay, because obviously they've caught up with me many times. But essentially what's happened every time is I say, no, fuck you, and I run. And I deal with the situations as they come. I don't live in fear. I've lived on both sides of the country multiple times. I've lived in between multiple times. I've gone back and forth to different places and situations for a reason. In fact, I've sent you links of people that I have run from, and perhaps now you understand why. I do feel that I'm in a very safe environment and community now with good people that would not allow that to happen. However, that doesn't mean that I'm so naive to think that they won't try to hurt me again. If they do, it's simple. I say no, I pack up, I disappear in the middle of the night again. Big deal.
Okay. So, but how are you able to stay off the grid, stay off their radars?
Well, define off the grid.
Okay, well, what I mean by off the grid is not being able to be tracked.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't ask the government for permission. Second of all, I just do things differently. I mean, why don't people know where I am? Because I don't tell them.
Alrighty.
I cover my tracks. There's, you know, I know that there's people that are still trying to find me and hurt me, and they would love nothing better than to know exactly where I am. How do I do it? I just find a different way to do things.
How is Alaska this time of year? Oops.
It's beautiful. It's been pretty dark the last month or so, but
yeah. So, okay, Tracy Allen's like, it does look like the station does interfere. What happened to Project Camelot? If it's true, if you get more viewers than Rents, AFR may make you leave.
First of all, Rents is not on AFR. He has his own network. And AFR streams them for now. And I have nothing to do with that. The station has absolutely nothing to do with me. Like I said, I'm blessed and thankful and honored that I have a 2-hour segment to be able to talk about the things that we talk about. I have never once contacted another show host and said, hey, you can't have this person on your show, or if you do this, I'm not going to be your friend. We don't have meetings where we discuss, hey, may I have permission to have this person on the show? Every host is a unique individual, and they do their own thing. And the part about freedom and individuality. It's just like, Louis, you don't want anyone interfering and telling you how to do your show. Why? Well, it's yours. That's why you have a show. Well, check it out. It might be the same thing for me. I have my own show for that very same reason. I don't want anyone telling me what to do.
Alrighty. Goodness, what else is there? Well, is it true that you were sexually assaulted?
Of course, more than once. I've been very open about my past. I've posted blogs about it. I've talked about some of these people and situations. And yeah, I have been more than once. And yes.
Okay.
Been shot at, had a knife to my throat, had a gun to my head, been there, done that. In fact, I mean, full disclosure, I killed a guy while I was pregnant and on crutches. So yeah, that's me. I'm just a girl, a woman, a mother, a friend, and a gardener, a photographer, just a girl doing a show and following her heart and learning more about the topics that interest me. I'm not working for anyone. I'm not, influenced in any way by anyone. That's kind of a lie. I'm influenced by the listeners. And I say this because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a show. So I do my very best to schedule every show that they've requested, whether it's by a particular guest or whether it's about a particular topic. But other than my heart and giving the listeners what they want, that's my only influence.
So let's break this down. You're not a dopehead. You're not a child abuser. You're not an animal killer. You're not a. You can disarm bombs with your mind, and you have done it before.
Anybody can. Mind over matter, telekinesis, ESP, all of these, people call magic or intent or manifestation or whatever. All it is being aware of and responsible of the subtle energies that we consist of and that are surrounding us every moment of every day. It's just switching your vision. It's not anything. It's not supernatural or paranormal. It's totally normal. And you know what? When you get down to it, I mean, let's talk about why people don't realize that they have these capabilities. Besides being propagandized and lied to in school and being told that we only have five senses, I mean, that's a total lie right there, that, the pineal gland, your third eye, your sixth sense. And by the way, there's many more than six senses, but we'll just use the sixth sense hypothetically for any other sense that we don't technically know about or learn about in school. Fluoride, which of course was used in Nazi Germany to make the people complacent, has now infiltrated 70% of our water supplies. And it's been proven since 1922 that fluoride lowers your IQ. Not only that, it leaves mineral deposits on your pineal gland. So children, when they're born, they have their little space friends or their visions. They're closer to the source. They're pure. They're honest. They're, but then when we get vaccinated and start drinking the water and then being jaded and then public indoctrination comes in is when we lose it. And that's why it's so hard to believe. And my agenda, so to speak, would be that everybody was aware of their true inner power and stopped looking outside for a savior, for an expert, for someone else to come miraculously save the world. The bottom line is, each and every individual, it is their responsibility to save themselves. And you can. It's within you. And it is simple as first, recognizing it. Second, make a choice. Third, just do it. Take a step. The first step is the hardest. The second step, it gets a little bit easier. The third step. But you must follow through, and you must accept and recognize responsibility that you have in co-creating your existence.
Okay. So, I'm trying. Actually, if anybody wants to call in and they got questions, feel free. This is the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
So, yeah. So, Vortex? TX, if you want to call in. We're going to take a quick break. Wow, we're going over time. This is a Crowd Shot Radio Show. Feel free to call in and get you right on.
This segment of the Crowd Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowd Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's out to save the day.
Yes, he can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Hi,
do you sell Haitian food?
What you say?
Do you sell Haitian food?
Yes, honey.
Yes, I'm looking for cookie crumbles.
What are you looking for?
Cookie crumbles.
Cookie crumbles?
Yeah.
I don't know what's that, honey.
Do you sell Cheesequake?
Is that sell what?
Cheesequake.
Cheesequake? No, this, no.
No?
Okay, no, dude. Yeah, I heard R. Kelly was actually making a song called Trapped Under Rubble.
You're looking for Haitian food, right?
Yes, I'm looking for Haitian food.
French or Haitian?
Yeah, what?
You're looking for French food or Asian food?
Haitian.
Yes, I got rice and beans.
Rice and beans? All right,
dude. Rice and beans. Yeah. I got fried pork, fried beef, fried goat.
Okay, in your restaurant. In your restaurant.
I got vegetable with me.
Okay, so if I was to go over there, will I be trapped under rubble while I'm eating dinner?
You coming to eat in dinner?
Yeah, why not?
I'm waiting for you.
You wait? What, you gonna kick my ass?
Oh, no. Why are you talking about? I never tell nobody that kind of the world.
I know, but you said, I'm gonna wait for you. I'm like, where I come from?
Yeah, you say you come. Let me tell you, sweetie. You say you're coming to eat. I say, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, all right.
That's why I tell you.
I get nervous whenever someone says, I'm waiting for you, because that means they're going to come kick my ass.
I never said the word. I'll just tell you again.
Oh.
That word is not an advocabulary.
Did you just call me a motherfucker, too?
Okay, thank you, sweetie. Have a good time. Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, peace, out. Welcome back to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Just thought we'd take a little quick prank call break. So, Christy, do you go behind people's back and really just provoke people into attacking? yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, like in the...
Do I call people up and say, hey, stay away from this person, because if you're their friend, you're my enemy, and I'm going to come get you?
Something like that, but let's say this is from someone. Here's one of the allegations someone said about you. Mm-hmm. She has no respect for me. She doesn't have a nice thing to say about me. She laughs while others degrade me. She is no good to me, and my kids getting people's crap is funny to her as well. And she doesn't know me. She's the fraud in my opinion, Louis. And I believe she provokes people behind the scenes. I don't trust her one bit.
Well, I love it because whoever is writing this says that I don't know this person, which obviously proves that this person doesn't know me. So who have I called to provoke anything whatever?
Okay. I'm trying to find out.
Come on, call in. What are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love these keyboard commandos that want to, like, sign in anonymously or, you know, make accusations about people they don't know. And really, it's sad. I think it's so sad that people actually have nothing better to do with their life than go around and try to create lives for other people. I mean, it'd probably be cheaper to just go turn on a soap opera.
Right. I mean, but, let's say you're going after... How would you know if a person's a real T.I.?
Well, wait, you're saying if I'm going after... Who am I going after? Have I ever physically gone out of my way to go after or threaten anyone? I mean, we got to start at the basics here so I can understand where this anonymous coward is coming from. Who have I attacked?
Okay, hold on.
I mean, that's funny. I threatened those militia people in Georgia and their families, then shot their helicopters out of the sky and blew up a few buildings for kicks.
Have you ever, like, did drive-bys on somebody's house?
What do you mean? Like, drive-by shooting? What are you talking about?
You know, when you shoot from a car and then drive away.
So you're talking about drive-by shootings. No, I've never participated in a drive-by shooting. I've never shot anyone or any living thing, for that matter.
Okay. Look at this. She's being difficult.
I mean, whoever just wants to talk about me some more, I mean, go for it, Tammy. She's posted all over my talk show site. I mean, you know, she thinks she's being sly here, but I'm not stupid. I've never met the girl. I don't know anything about her. I know that things that she has said is not true, but I've never had a conversation with her or anything. She showed up on my page one day with this comment and then showed up on my site for a show a couple times.
Here's a question. How do you spot a fraud? And in your opinion, what makes somebody want to be a victim?
Okay, so you're regarding TIs. This is how you spot a fraud regarding TIs. If you are a TI, everybody knows the first thing that happens is they want to degrade you. They have to make you look crazy. They have to discredit you. They want to ostracize you from the community. You know, of course, deplete your resources and such. So when people go around claiming to be TIs, and saying, oh, I've been a TI all my life and all this, and they don't have one shred of slander about themselves on the internet, and specifically people that have shows and that are prominent on the internet. When they say they're a TI and there's not one bad thing about them written on the internet, you know it's a lie. When people say that they get followed all day, every day, and they don't have one single video, one single police report, one single picture, nothing, then it's a fraud. Sorry.
Okay.
Look, see the difference between all of these things that we've talked about, Louie, you've seen. And anybody can go Google my name and see, obviously, people are trying to slander me. And then you look at the people that are trying to slander me, and then you find out that I have videos on them shooting people, hurting people, stealing large amounts of money, making secret deals, murderers, drug dealers, pedophiles. I mean, there's a reason people are saying these things. So I think that the whole TI thing has really gotten out of hand, where it's like a contest. Oh, I'm more tortured than you are. Oh, just believe my words. And there's no proof of anything. I mean, come on. Simple.
Okay, she's like, should one TI ever target another TI with nasty words or judgments publicly?
Huh?
Goodness.
I don't understand the question. Just have her call in. Look, I don't understand. And I've never said anything about her in public until right now when I said her name, because I know it's her, because it's always her that's going around to different websites and other people saying, ooh, Christy's attacking me. Really? Where? Can you pretty please show me one email? Can you pretty please show me one phone call? Can you pretty please show me one comment I have ever made attacking you? Please. Pretty please with sugar on top.
Yeah.
If you can't post it, then everybody here will also know you're a liar.
Okay.
Right? And she's such a TI and being stalked and targeted her whole life. How come there's nothing bad about her on the internet? Post it right here. You have two chats going. Let's see it.
All right. Well, she's not in the chat room. She's like,
Okay, we'll post it in your Skype. And then you can post it in the chat room. Okay. See, there's nothing to post. That's my point here. So have fun, you know, talking about me behind your back and making yourself feel better about yourself. You know, this is the bottom line. You don't mean anything to me. I don't care about your life. I don't care about your opinion. I don't care if you're stuffing gerbils up your ass right now. Your life is of no concern to me. So I'm sorry if that offends you, but I don't pay attention to you. You mean nothing to me.
Alrighty. The reason why she has such a beef is because both of you ladies were on one of my calls, you know, on one of the shows that I did, and one person was slandering her, and she got mad because you were laughing. And
how do I know that that person was slandering her? I don't even know who she is, and I don't even know who this other person is. So, I mean, whatever. Get over it. Move on. Doesn't concern me. So, like I said, show me one bad comment, one harassing, stalking, threatening email. One. Just show it to me. Please. Get it out there. Oh, whoops. Nothing to get out. So, I mean, come on. Get over it. I'm sorry I don't care about you, Tammy. I'm so sorry, and I'm so sorry that I don't believe that you're part of Open Eyes that began in 2001 or whatever your story was, because I know people that have been involved since the 60s, so.
Okay,
That's funny. Someone in the chat says, does anyone ever stop to ask themselves why so much hatred is directed towards one woman? That's an awesome question. Exactly. So
she's like, you have never spoken to her. So, I mean, there you go.
Exactly. I've never spoken to her. She's never spoken to me. So if you want to speak to me, call in. But sending messages behind my back trying to discredit me with zero validity is only showing who you are. See, you know, I can easily pull up my site right here and show her comments about me. I can easily pull that up right now. In fact, I'm going to do it. Everybody can see that. See, why can't she produce the same thing? She's trying to make people believe that there's a two-way war going here and that I actually care about her, what she does. No. She left a comment. I didn't even respond to her comments. It's right here.
Why is it like fucking PT?
I know. Exactly. Because she doesn't have a point.
She's like, how does she know so much about me when she's never spoken to me? Really, Louis, I don't care. She's the fraud. I don't need to prove myself to her. And I ask, how is she a fraud, though? Please.
This is a show where you're interviewing me. She came to it to listen. She has the opportunity to call in.
She's not. Okay, wait, look. Let me be a little honest. Let me be honest here. I just messaged her to try to get some questions. She's not listening to the show at all.
Okay.
So
then what's the deal? What does she want from me?
Nothing.
Ask her. What would she like to see from me?
Just saying that on your show while I'm not there to defend myself is targeting me. Okay.
Oh, God. I've never talked to her. I don't care about her. Can we move on to like some real meat here?
Well, I mean, I think this is kind of important because if she, you know, she got to beef with you, there's a reason, and I'm trying to...
Yeah, she's had 30 minutes, and actually, she's had how many months to where you've been able to ask her, what did she do? Have you ever gotten a reason? And you're trying to ask her now, which is interrupting our show, the whole motif of what is the provocateurs, what is their motive?
She says you haven't... She's like, this is a girl who didn't like me from the start without ever having met me.
I don't have to like her. She doesn't like me. I don't care. The first I heard of her was when she commented on my show. Who cares?
Okay. So, okay, alright, I mean...
I never think about her. I never talk about her. I don't write about her. She's not on my show. She means nothing to me. Nothing.
Only reason she is mentioning you is because...
Look, this is a perfect example. What do they do? Try to take the attention away from the real issue. We're not talking about the real issues, Louie, while she has wasted the last half hour saying, oh, well, she just doesn't like me. Okay, get over it. I mean, come on. You're a big girl. So a whole half hour where we could have been talking about real issues like serious allegations or, I mean, come on.
Well, I'm trying to...
I supposedly vandalized that canyon.
I'm trying to get insight from all your attackers.
No, please do, but you've had how many months of insight from the same person that there's no insight in? I mean, get it. It's cool, but I also have a show about real issues.
Okay.
I don't know this person. I don't care about her. And I don't care if she cares about me. It's of no interest.
Okay, all right.
Look, let me tell you audios that people are hearing. That I murdered a military guy, who happened to be Mexican because I'm such a racist, and then I kidnapped my own children and ran down to Mexico in hiding, which is where I am right now, by the way. But only after I sucked a CIA cock who covered up the real crimes that I committed. Okay, I'm being charged with things like child pornography, child abuse, vandalism, bombing buildings, shooting helicopters out of sky, kidnapping people with chemical nerve agents. Those are real issues. Somebody who has a beef with me because she doesn't like my show and doesn't like that I don't like her, that's not an issue.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay.
I mean, she has an issue. Please call in. I would love to hear it.
Yeah,
she's
not going to call in.
Oh, yeah. And here's another one someone brought up. I work for La Raza.
Yeah.
I work for the Mexican government. all sorts of things.
So if anybody in the chat room has any questions, because I'm pretty much out. I pretty much don't have any real questions left. And according to Christy, I'm throwing softball. So, I mean, I'm trying my best here.
Okay, well, I know that recently somebody who has been enjoying trying to slander me and the show and the guests encouraged you to call him. He had quite a few things to say. Did you want to talk about any of that or question me about any of those allegations?
Well, apparently you are one of them. Basically your handler is Russ Dove. Russ Dove is your handler. He's ex-military. Is that true? Is Russ your handler? Does he help you, assassinate people and crap?
Oh my gosh, that's just funny. Okay, next.
Wait, you didn't answer that, though.
Russ, my handler, I hardly even talk to the poor guy, you know? It's just silly. It's like, Louie, yeah, I'm your handler. Come on.
Yeah, but you told
it's
to
just
me.
It's silly. Is there a specific question? Do I hang out with him in person? Do I go to meetings with him? Does he have any input on my show or website? The answer is no.
All right, well, the next question. When it comes to Marcus Allen, I'm going to be dropping some names now. Marcus Allen says that you went to his house to try to sleep with him.
I love that. Another example of the stalker or whoever accusing the person that, you know, this is funny because I honestly didn't know about this audio. I know he said some funny things about me, going to his site and downloading his show. And first of all, I want to say, if in fact my computer was not bugged and I was allowed or capable of downloading anything, they would be being downloaded from TalkShoe. So unless he is in with the ONI or Dave Nelson, he has no idea who's downloading his show, number one. Number two, I can't download anything. Louie, you know that because I've begged you for help on certain situations and sending me clips and links. I can't do it. Russ also posts things that he's seen. And in one of those, he says, oh, well, I wasn't concerned about the truth when I found her. I was just looking for a hot chick or something like that. Yeah. I guess his story was, I drove from California to Pennsylvania to his house. I have never been to his house. I don't have his address. I don't know where he lives. I was in Philly. I did not go from California. I was already living in the Midwest. I went to Philly to work on a campaign and stay with a friend for a month and visit with two or three other friends. I met him at the Constitution Center, the Liberty Bell, in downtown Philly for, I don't know, an hour or hour and a half or something while I had a break from the campaign.
Okay.
Next.
Alrighty. Goodness, I should have listened to the audio a bit more.
Well, you talked with him for 45 minutes. You heard it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is another thing he says. All of my guests are military. And I'm looking at my calendar right now. And anybody, I'm going to post the calendar in here, in your chat. It's very easy to see that that's not true. and even if it was, it's like, do I go to anybody else's show and tell them who you're allowed to talk to? I mean, these people came on my chat during my show to tell me to not be friends, or to denounce was his specific word. I am supposed to denounce people on the network and guests on my show and friends and brothers and people I trust because they are former military. And that's just silly. Why in the world would anybody be going around telling show hosts who they can have on their show, who they're allowed to be friends with or talk to off the air? It's just silly.
That is okay. So they attack you, you don't attack him. Oh god, I'm trying to remember this thing.
You know, there's somebody on the chat, maybe you don't know, but somebody you haven't talked to that has personal firsthand experience in some of the things we're talking about. And as he just wrote in your chat, he traveled all the way from Texas to San Diego to help evacuate us while I was in a wheelchair, packed everything up, drove us across country. They were, of course, roadblocked because, you know, I'm such a terrorist, or I must have had like contraband or drugs or something, searched again, came out clean again. But so that's the thing about these silly allegations, is that they do actually hurt people, and they hurt children. And I know they sound silly to people who know me, but when you have the FBI or the police or the sheriff or unmarked people in black uniforms and car that show up at your door or roadblock you because of these false allegations, it gets a little old and annoying, and it's, you know, come on. Do my children deserve this? Do I deserve this? Does anyone deserve this? Come clean. Come clean. Just leave me alone. I will keep exposing you. I will keep keeping files. I will keep documenting things. And, you know, I think all of these people have exposed themselves by now anyways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oops. Yeah, TX, call in again. Wait, he hasn't called. Oh, crap. Hold on. Probably the damn chat froze again because it always freezes. If anybody's trying to call in, let me, it did freeze. No wonder I couldn't see anybody. So, try calling in again, because I had to reboot the, we
reboot the talk show thing here.
Yeah, mine froze too, so I haven't. It froze like right in the beginning of the show.
Alrighty, TX, feel free and call in. We got like 5 minutes left to the show. Oh goodness, any other questions? Alrighty. Okay, Christy. This whole thing between you and Jeff Schwilk and Jim Sokoviak was staged.
Yes, and I staged the roadblock on the highway, and I staged the whole being disabled, and no, actually, come on. So, supposedly, me and Jeff Schwilk and Jim Stack are friends, and we're just putting this out there for my enjoyment. So, I'm knowingly posting my own address and my own phone number on his site so more thugs can come stalk me and harm my children. Is that what these imbeciles really think?
Right. Stay on the line, people. I'm going to get to you. I just had to freaking refresh the chat room again. No, there's no one calling. I don't see no one calling.
I don't see anyone on there either because I refreshed, but two people say they're there. You know what? Why don't they can call my Skype number and we can put them in a three-way.
Yeah. Are they sure? Are they sure they're pressing 23980? If you guys want to call in, here's the number again.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Okay, this is what you do. You dial 724-444-7444. Then the caller ID is 23980. And then it's £1.
So, okay, well, I just put on the chat. They can call my Skype number and let him in three-way and whatever. I guess they say they have a lot to say, and I'm sorry you haven't been able to say it because I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go overtime, screw it. So.
Yes, but I do have a show in 1 hour about alternative psychology, by the way. And if you don't mind, I'll post that here. We're going to be talking about...
Oh, they know!
Okay, there you go.
Already know. The call in, Tracy. Just call in. I'll go overtime. Jesus, don't be a schmuck.
For real. This is your chance. Call in. Come on. I thought I was in the hot seat here.
Okay, hold on. TX.
TX. Hello, Louie.
You made it. All right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Hanging in there on the hot seat tonight, waiting for, you know, something other than big fat softballs.
You know what?
Well, I can relay what I've witnessed in the time that I've known you, if you would care for me to do that.
Absolutely. And we met in, what, 2006, right?
Thanks for giving
September of 2006 at the Minuteman Border Watch in Laredo, Texas.
In Texas, yep.
Yeah, that was where I met Christy. And I was immediately just kind of taken by her courage. You know, I have never known... anyone, man or woman, as brave as Christy.
Well, TX, what things specifically have you seen done to her, or what have you seen her done? I mean, is she a terrorist? Is she part of Al-Qaeda like everyone claims she is?
No, she definitely is not. That's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard.
Okay. Are you Christy just saying, are you is just... just... Saying,
Are you just
Well, Louis, you ask what he's seen, and I just want to say, because I know it's been a while, and maybe you don't remember everything, but he was actually there in court with me with the Jeff Schwilk incident, and you were the one who had to serve him, or tried to serve him. And you, when the first time you visited San Diego, I think you were there 2 weeks or almost 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah, it was there 2 weeks. Exactly, yeah. And
okay. So you've seen quite a bit, and then you were there, the one to witness. I mean, because you packed us up, you and Russ and my children packed us up and got us out of there safely at 4 a.m. So yeah, just feel free to talk about everything you've seen or whatever.
Okay. The first time I went out to San Diego to visit Christy was in 2007, and I was there at the time that Christy had to go to court to answer that temporary restraining order that Jeff Schwilk was trying to have made as a permanent restraining order. And I witnessed Jeff Schwilk sit there and perjure himself and tell lie after lie about Christy. He went so far as to say that she had an arsenal of weapons in her home that included a .44 Magnum handgun.
Now, well, more than that.
Yeah,
an arsenal,
well,
that's right.
That.
I forgot about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he was afraid of her because she had a .44 Magnum handgun.
Let me ask you this, because I've been on the border with you. Did I ever bring a gun or any weapons? You've been in my house, you know, probably the total amount of time we've known each other, a month at least. Have you seen me with any types of weapons other than what I'm able to use when I go out to shooting ranges?
No, I have not. I have not. I haven't seen any of those weapons that the wild accusations were referring to.
Now, how many times have we been on the border together?
We have been on the border 3 different times. We were
in Laredo
and twice out at Campo.
And if I, did I mean, everybody brings their weapons. Did I bring anything?
No, I don't remember if you did.
If I was going to bring weapons somewhere, given that I've been shot at the border and stuff, wouldn't I bring one there? I mean, everybody does it. So where is this arsenal is what I'm getting at.
Well, I think it's obvious that that's just another lie that's been perpetrated against you, been put forth against you.
Of course.
I mean, some of these things are just so ridiculous. Like, for example, that incident that supposedly happened in the canyon where you were supposedly running around filming illegal aliens while you chased them with knives or something.
And stole all their electronics and jewelry and computers.
Yeah. Where did illegal aliens get computers when they're living in shacks in a canyon? You know, where do they get the power to run computers?
Not to mention the fact that I was clearly not even there that day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
and
were
on the
like
front
on the front
of the newspaper.
Page.
Okay, my a question that I just realized about your connections. I mean, you're a fraud because of your connections, like your Facebook friends, because you have a Facebook friend who's supposedly a high-powered general. As a Facebook friend.
Okay, well, I don't know who this is, and I don't care. I have a radio show. Anybody who wants to add me as a friend on MySpace or Facebook or Twitter or whatever all these little social networking sites are, I accept. I don't do background checks on who listens to the show, who comes to the show, or who I know who I talk to. I know who my real friends are. And that's just really silly to
Okay, so.
Well, because this is the thing. If you listen to their own show, why they even admit that they're on my friends list in MySpace and Facebook, why would they be if we are supposed to judge a radio show host by their friends on Facebook? They're on my friends, so obviously they're just as guilty, right? Because they know I'm a fraud, right?
Right. Right, okay.
Well, while we're on the subject here, I wanted to relay something else. I went out the second time to San Diego, California, to evacuate Christy and the kids, and Russ Dove was in my company, and we both loaded up a van and got him out of there. Well, I had been there exactly 3 days, and I had a rent car, and I was taking Christy around so that she could take care of different little chores, you know, to wind up her business there in San Diego. Well, I got up one morning and went out to my rental car, and I was taking some stuff out because I was going to take Christy and the girls somewhere later that day. And about the time that I made my second trip out to the car to unload it, all of a sudden this San Diego police car comes up the hill and takes a turn and goes around the cul-de-sac where Christy lived and just drove right back out. And I just stood there and watched him, and he just kind of glanced over at me as he left. Christy lived at that time in a kind of out-of-the-way, kind of secluded neighborhood, and you had to be trying to go there to get to this neighborhood because, like I just said, she lived on a cul-de-sac, and there would be no reason for anyone to go up there unless they lived up there or unless it was someone like a cop or, you know, a policeman that was going up there on official business or, you know, someone going up there to visit a friend that lived up there. So, you know, there was no official business for that cop to be doing up there. So, you know, why did he go all the way up that hill, turn around the cul-de-sac, and then go back out?
Tex, I think you were listening to the show where they came and burned me live on the air. Weren't you listening to that live?
Yeah.
No, I tuned in late that night.
Okay.
All right, Doe in the chat room is asked, is that what you define as a roadblock?
A roadblock is when you get pulled over by six or half a dozen to a dozen guys in black uniforms. Why don't you talk about the roadblock, Tex?
Well, I just want to point out real quickly that what I witnessed in San Diego was part of the ongoing harassment of Christy by the San Diego Police Department. That was what I saw. The incident where the van got pulled over and searched, that occurred after we had already left California. We were, you know, in another state in the Midwest, and it was very strange.
They were told we were terrorists or had, like, contraband or drugs or bombs or something.
Okay. Christy, again, going back to your Facebook friends, a question that was asked to me. If, like, let's say someone pointed out that a person in your friends list is a general, is a fraud, is one of those COINTEL people, would you take them off your list?
Why would I? No. Unless somebody goes out of their way to hurt me, you know, no. I mean, how am I supposed to accept somebody else's shit talk? I mean, I know that nobody who is a current friend on Facebook is, you know, they haven't hurt me. There's... So, you know, that could change, though. I've deleted people, you know, if they do silly things. But I think there's a lot of people on there that just watch. They're just curious. They don't really necessarily listen or care about me or the show. They just are interested. And I don't care. I don't have time to go weed through thousands of friends on different sites and send them all, hi, who are you? Why did you friend me? That's just silly.
So you're saying that you won't do it because it's too much work?
What am I specifically being asked to do? To remove people from my friends list that somebody who doesn't know me or that person says is bad? I mean, like the people coming to my show on my chat telling me to denounce people on our network? No. Why would I do? No, you're not the boss of me. If somebody...
Even if it will prove that you are not a fraud?
No. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, Christy, delete this person. Oh, no, you have to delete this person now. And where is that going to end? I'm not going to allow anyone over any control over my life. I mean, like I said, if nobody's hurting me or doing anything harmful that I'm aware of, it's all good. Live and let live.
Okay, so...
And yes, time consuming. Yes, I'm not. It is way too time consuming to go through thousands of friends on networking sites and who are you? Why are you following me? That's just silly. No, I'm not going to do that. Why are they following me?
Well, I think probably the people that are making those demands of you are probably COINTELPRO operatives themselves. You know, they're trying to, that's part of their playbook to try and isolate you, you know, from your friends and family. So I think they might have an ulterior motive for making those demands. But, getting back to the roadblock and having the moving van pulled over, initially, the reason that the highway patrolman gave for stopping us was that in this particular state, they had a problem with people, you know, operating, he said, unlicensed businesses. And that was the reason that they were, that they initially gave for pulling us over. And then it went from that to, you know, possibly drugs. And, then it went from that to terrorism, so it just kept, you know, getting progressively worse as time passed. You know, it was like they were trying to look for something. But they were also asking Russ and I questions that were leading up to all of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
And all of the allegations were the exact same ones that Jeff Schwilk and Jim Stack and these people were making.
So, TX, have you seen Christy do anything supernatural?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I witnessed something that was very strange. And to this day, I don't know exactly what I saw. But let me tell you about this. It was when I went out to San Diego to evacuate Christy and the girls. We were all, Russ and I and Christy and the girls, we were all working to get the van loaded and get out of there. That was, you know, our sole focus was to get on the road. Well, at one point, Christy had these neighbors that lived across the street and catty-cornered from her, and they were black. And,
That's not true. Not all of them were. They were gangsters.
No.
Had little red bandanas on their head.
Well, no, not all of your neighbors.
They
weren't
all
black.
They were everything.
Well, the two that I saw were definitely black, especially that leader. And he reminded me of this thug that used to live in my hometown, and that guy ended up in Huntsville. You know, this man that confronted you, that came across the street from that house and confronted you, was like very aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, they were like they were very aggressive. They made it clear that they were there to do me harm.
Yeah. At one point, I was so afraid that he was actually going to do something that I'm, took a couple of steps up and stood right beside you.
Yeah, and then I said, what? Leave me alone, let me do it, and you guys got sent to the garage. So then what?
Well, no, I didn't immediately go to the garage because I saw what happened after that. This man, at one point, he was yelling and cursing and threatening you physically, and then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, his expression changes. And, you know, he had this anger on his face. You know, his face looked like some kind of a damn mask or something like that, you know, like a devil mask or something, because of the furrowed brow and everything, and the expression of anger and the way that his eyes were set. It was a pretty intimidating man. But Christy was never intimidated by him. She was very calm, and she spoke, you know, in a calm, clear voice. You know, her voice didn't waver or anything out of fear. And all of a sudden, this man's whole facial expression just changed. And he just turned around and walked back across the street, muttering and cursing. And I couldn't believe what I just saw. I didn't know.
He tried to, and it was kind of like, you know, when you dream and you're, or I don't know, I did as a kid, I would dream and you're trying to run and you're using all of your, exerting all of your physical energy and exhausting, but you can't get anywhere. That's kind of what I saw until he gave up and ran away.
So, what else we got?
Well, this was, an amazing thing. I don't know if this was a case of you would have to be there to see it, but I mean, just in a split second, this man's whole demeanor changed. You know, one minute he was going to jump on her and kick her ass and beat her up. And the next minute it was like all the will to fight just suddenly left his body. Like it got, you know, just taken out of his body, and his whole expression changed, and he turned around and walked back across the street to his house, muttering and cursing. I mean,
let me mention this about that incident, and I know people were questioning me about that on the chat the other day, which prompted a discussion with Dr. Larry Babcock. It's like, Lair, I want these people to know, but I don't know how to explain it. Maybe you can help explain it in scientific terms. So he is actually going to write a paper about that in the electromagnetic field, and hopefully that'll explain to others how they can also protect themselves in that manner. And in fact, he's going to be on the show tomorrow night at truthbrigade.com. So anyways, look forward to that, and he'll explain what happened there in more technical terms.
Alrighty then. Well, I think we pretty much got everything down, right? That's pretty much
I don't know. There's so much.
I could go into a lot more detail on the searching the van and all that, but I'll save that for another time.
Yeah, I think we were just going into what, you know, all the crap talk, pretty much, or the shit talk that they've been talking about, Christy. And Chrissy's pretty much answered everything.
You know, I just thought of something else regarding illegal activity, bombing buildings and turning people in, which is why they then turned on me to slander me and accuse me of what they were doing. I thought of something else you witnessed, Tex. Remember that Fed, that other FBI guy that was like, hey, we got to go have these secret meetings and have these people whatever, snipe all these different politicians in different cities at the same time. And you were there for that, right?
Yeah, that was actually on the first visit, I think. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it was the first time I came out to San Diego. I met him. He was the hairdresser, right?
You met him at court and when we went to the border. So those two full days of long conversations. Now, do you remember what happened next there with that situation?
Um, No, I only remember the
got
part of
scared,
it that I was involved.
Turned him in, and then I was all of a sudden the traitor and the bad guy.
Yeah, I think I do remember you telling me that in your emails, that he tried to bring some agency down on you or something, and
the FBI, the same agency that I called and turned him into, which was like, how did he know that I called and turned him in? How would he know that unless he worked for that agency?
Yeah, I remember that now. You were afraid that he was going to turn you into an agency for something. So
I was afraid he was trying to organize us to take part in shooting people and murdering people.
Yeah, he actually wanted to organize different friends that Christy had into sniper teams and go after people.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the whole thing was just totally crazy.
Yeah, so of course I got scared. At first I was thinking, well, is this guy just nutty? Is he a fed? What is?
Well, my initial impression was that he was nuts.
Christy? Oh, Skype demons.
Well, anyway, I'll elaborate a little bit more. This man did not look like what you would think a federal agent would look like.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was weird. I was talking. I could hear you. Anyways, yeah, I was just saying is that what prompted me to turn him in was because those conversations that you heard started getting more serious. And then there was an event in L.A., a Ramos and Compion one, that he wanted me to drive him to. And he says, well, okay, you pick me up and then we're going to talk about all the details for this. And yeah, we really have to do something now. And I'm just like, okay. And I got off the phone and I'm like, wow, Wilma was right. What do I do? So I called her and she's like, Christy, you need to stay away from him, report him, whatever. So I Googled the FBI. That's the first time I've ever called the FBI in my life. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even know if they were the right people to call. I just knew that, you know, these people, I've already seen people shoot people and they're getting ready to do something else real crazy. So, yeah. And then he found out. Obviously, because that was the same agency that he worked for. And then that's when I started being accused of insubordination or stepping outside of the SOP and being radical and crazy and violent and, you know, those things. Once again, to obviously cover up the truth and discredit me so that nobody would listen to me and nobody would watch my videos. Don't you think it's silly that there's a sex trafficking ring going on, 13-year-old girls being smuggled and raped every single day, and it's on video? And nobody saw those videos? That's a little strange, if you ask me.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that nobody saw the videos.
Did they ever show that on the news, or did they just try to say that, oh, I'm vandalizing a canyon?
Well, they're not going to show something like that on the news. I mean,
exactly.
You did the trail, and it went all the way up to the mayor's office in San Diego.
Well, more
they're
than
not
that.
Put that on the news.
That's
right. Yeah, you
and then the
hitmen
and the guys that they sent at me that had 7 murders under their belt on paper. This is just what you can see on the internet. These are real live hitmen, Detective Lenhart and Philip Bozarth. And those are the people they sent at me. Those are the guys shooting activists and putting toy guns in their hands. I'll post that blog up here and you can check all the links with your own eyes. In fact, if you're just listening, Google Hitmen in the San Diego Police. And I believe that's the first blog that'll come up. Here it is. Hitmen in the San Diego Police right here. and check the links. You'll see with your own eyes that these are real live hitmen. And look at my search warrant, and you will clearly see that these are the guys that they sent after me. Why? Because I exposed them. Then you look a little further. First of all, I lived in Chula Vista. This was San Diego Police Department Northeastern Division that is 45 miles from my house. What jurisdiction do they have in Chula Vista anyways? Then you look a little bit further and find Detective Lenhart and his wife and family has borderfront property. Then you ask, really? Wow, what borderfront property? Well, interestingly enough, the very same borderfront property near Little Dog, the guy who shot at me and Dave and Viking after I saw them shooting people in Mexico and their cash exchanges with the Border Patrol. His wife was in the Border Patrol and vice versa. That other captain, the one captain you met, Texas, his wife also worked in San Diego Police Department Northeastern Division. And that's the same Border Patrol captain that they were exchanging cash together. And so that's why when people would go to the border and, oh, I want to, you know, protect the border from drug smugglers or whatever, they'll tell the people, oh, go sit in your chair, or you go hide over there. And then the people who's, you know, pretending to secure the border, they're going and accepting their deals somewhere else and passing the people through somewhere else. So it's a real intricate web regarding Detective Lenhart and their borderfront property. And anyone who's listening, just go to the San Diego County Recorder or County Assessor's Office and type in Lenhart. You will see all of his borderfront property. And anyways, there you go. So, yeah, what was San Diego Police Department Northeastern Division doing at my home in Chula Vista?
Well,
it's amazing, Chula isn't Vista, it?
Chula Vista is kind of like a bedroom community of San Diego.
Not but, San Diego I mean, Police Department Northeastern Division. That it's 45 miles away. Chula Vista, we're closer to Tijuana. I mean, yeah. At best, San Diego Police Department Eastern Division, or they would be the closest, but this is San Diego Police Department Northern Division, Northeastern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You were up on you did live up on a mountaintop overlooking the border.
Yeah. So I was clearly by the border. So what jurisdiction do you have over me? What were they doing at my house? Why did they not expose the shootings at the border? Why did they not expose the little girls being smuggled? Why? Because it's all part of the same crew.
Yep.
And then remember this, they put out a $10,000 reward for anyone who has information about the vandalism. Well, isn't that interesting? Because I turned them in long ago. Everybody had it. All the videos were posted. But instead, what happened is my YouTube site got deleted 12 times. So did they really want to find the criminal, or were they just looking for a fall gal and I was the one that they had to get rid of? Never mind Bob Filner, Duncan Hunter, Brian Bilbray. Remember, I exposed them and their drug dealing murderers, and they murdered, you know, the murder of Colonel Sabow was the night where we got yanked in the middle of the show on Blog Talk Radio, posting all of the documents with the Polish spies. In fact, all of these are posted. Nobody cares, and I'll post them again. But yeah, it's what a tangled web, huh?
Poland has spies?
All of that for little old me.
There's spies in Poland? They actually send people? Let me guess, they wear bright colors?
You're funny, Louis. I'm going to get... It's a lot of reading, but you'll clearly see it's his letterhead. Google the murder of Colonel Sabow, okay? Or just look on my blog. You'll find it. Google Duncan Hunter, murder of Colonel Sabow. In fact, if you remember this, Texas, Duncan Hunter, when he dropped out of the race, do you remember when and why he dropped out?
No, I don't exactly
it
remember
was when he
why.
Did that show. And then we made flyers, questions to never ask Duncan Hunter. And then people started showing up when he was in South Carolina or Georgia. And they had these flyers and they asked these questions. And then all of a sudden he was out of the race. And I actually possess a video. I think it was in South Carolina where they were asking him about the murder. And he just stuttered. He stopped. He couldn't believe it. And that was the end of his campaign. And that's when I got shot at. That's when they started hitting me with the weapons and when I was ultimately disabled.
Well, you do know that Duncan Hunter has been called the future of the Republican Party, him and Mitt Romney and
not a chance. So, not a chance. If I have to do those political shows again, I will.
Well, you may have to in the future.
Alrighty. Well, I think we've gone long enough.
Cool. Any more questions, Louis, or anyone else who wants to slander me? Any more questions?
Is it true? I got nothing. I got nothing. Anyway.
And Louis, let me ask you this, though. Uh-oh. Because, you know, you admitted earlier how you met me, calling into my show, repeating slander that you had heard about me. And here we are, what, 15 months later or something? Mm-hmm. Have you seen any of those slanderous allegations to be true? Have you ever seen me try to harm you or anyone else? I mean, you've been around for a while. What have you seen?
Well, thank you for the interview. I'm glad to be on. thanks for having me on today. they've all been lies. I mean, they've been lies and some of them have been, truth that has been twisted to sound bad.
Yeah.
It's like you've more often than not, you're taken out of context on purpose.
Yeah.
They try to use.
Oh, definitely.
They try to use your.
I've never said I'm Jesus and walk on water. I've never said I'm an alien. I've never said any of these things. So, just for the record, because I think you forgot to ask me that stuff. And then let me ask you this, and what you've seen, as far as me attacking or stalking or threatening or hurting other people, have I provoked you to fight with people, or have I tried to encourage you to just ignore it and move on and not let it interrupt you?
Yeah, you keep me on a pretty short leash. I'm like, am I
promoting violence or anybody hurting anyone?
No, you keep, you pretty much, oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, I'm getting phone calls up the yin-yang up in here, which is why I gotta go. So, oi, coño.
Okay, but you didn't answer. Have
Dad,
I promoted violence
back.
Between anyone, or
no,
have
no,
I?
No, you
okay.
have not. You do not promote violence at all. You have actually tried to stop me from picking fights or fighting other people because negativity begets violence begets violence.
No, this is the bottom line. Then this is true, but this is what they want. They want you to lose your focus and to engage with them, taking your focus off of your heart or your true intentions or what's really going on. So the more we, you know, just because they call me a name doesn't mean I need to go attack someone or waste a couple hours writing a blog or doing a show about it, because they want me to waste my time giving them energy. And same with you or anyone else who's being picked on or slandered or lied about or stalked or targeted or whatever. That's my advice to all of you. Do not engage. Do not give them your energy. That's what they want. Okay? And yeah, call me insubordinate. Guilty as charged. I'm not going to give these people what they want.
Right. Okay, then. Well, now I think we pretty much settled everything. Because... That and I need to get off because I got everybody and their mama calling me, and you know, when everybody starts calling me, that means something huge is happening. So
Yo, I got a show too.
Yeah, so thank you for coming on, Chrissy. Thanks for clearing up everything. You know, hopefully this puts a lot of things to rest. If not, I hope they have to change their tactics so much that it exposes them. And damn it, I'm sorry I didn't do any hardball questioning because I had nothing.
No, Louie, really, I just want to thank you for the opportunity and just for somebody to actually ask me these questions instead, you know, because people don't do that. They just put stuff out there. And, you know, the fact is, and just as you were swayed initially, people do listen to that. It does harm my children. It does harm my life. People, you know, when I go out and look for a job, for instance, they love me. But then as soon as I leave and they Google my name, they hear all of this. So although it is nonsense and I try to ignore it, it does affect my life and my children's lives. And I'm just thankful that you gave me the opportunity to answer these questions and speak for myself. So thank you.
Love you, Krusty.
Okay, love you too. Have a good night, all.
Alrighty. This has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you're not just here to listen to Krusty. Can you come back Wednesday, you bastards? I know I... So anyways, yeah, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And if you do not believe me and you don't want to do your own research and you don't want to look these things up and you just want to remain ignorant, then, yeah, fuck you too. Hope you're all right.